So yesterday I showed how the story of the cross is even in a strip mall. So what can we learn from that? We can learn from that the same story is being repeated everywhere. Farmers tell the same story of the cross. Reproduction, human reproduction, tells the same story of the cross. A Coca-Cola machine, how you put the coin in and you get the product out, the produce out at the bottom, same story of the cross. Reproduce. The same stories of the cross is being told everywhere at all times, in all things. And you might say, how's that possible? Well, the way that it's possible is that's the root fractal holographic truth of all reality. That's the root truth. And the truth is a fractal holographic truth of all reality, that Jesus split space-time, went to the cross, made a way of escape, went back to heaven, sent the Holy Spirit back as a repeat, because the Holy Spirit in you is an exact copy of Christ, right? So if the Holy Spirit in you is an exact copy of Jesus, what does that mean? Sons of God, daughters of God, right? Sons of God. If you read the book of John, the first six chapters or so, the Jews wanted to kill Jesus because he said he was the Son of God. The reason is because he's making himself equal with God. How can a son of God is following after God? So you're hid in Christ in God. So you're sons and daughters of God with the Holy Spirit, exact copies of Jesus in the Spirit. He gives you the earnest of the Spirit, right? Jesus had the fullness. So he gives you the earnest of the Spirit, and the earnest of the Spirit is a down payment. And when you see Jesus, you'll be like him. Jesus is the one that made a way for us to enter in and overcome, be overcomers. And what are we overcoming? The whole world is a works-based system. Is works, levels, ranks, grades, and ratings. But we overcome by faith. Faith in the finished work of Jesus. So a lot of these new age people, they're trying to be sons of God, daughters of God, without Jesus, and that's not possible. That's not possible. Yes, God created them. But they received the wrong spirit, the spirit of the age, the spirit of the world, the devil, the spirit of the devil, the spirit of error. They don't have the spirit of truth, they have the spirit of error. And because they have the spirit of error, they're sons of the devil and daughters of the devil. They're not sons of God and daughters of God. They're liars, they're deceivers, they're comparing themselves with one another. They are our wily coyote chasing down Roadrunner. And they don't know why they keep chasing Roadrunner, but they keep chasing Roadrunner to no avail, you know. Because they actually need you. They feed off of you because they're the anti. So you're the typology of Christ in the world if you're saved. And they're the anti-type. So they actually need you to survive because you hold back the evil. When the church gets raptured out, they're going to say, peace, peace, but then sudden destruction. See, they blame the Christians for the division in the world. That's what they blame you for. But the material realm is the division realm. Machine, material realm. The cells need to divide to produce another cell. To calculate, you have to divide. You have to divide stuff into parts. He says, rightly divide the word of truth. In the spirit realm, there's no division. It's all unity and oneness. That's why in that video about the strip mall, as I approached the building, the same truth from a distance, you saw the truth. As you approach the building, you see it in more detail. The two pillars, grace and truth, and the door in the middle, the Vesca Piscis, the flower of life, right? So as I approached the building, when I was afar from the building, you could see the story in the words, right? You could see the shapes also. But as I approached the building, you saw the story narrow down to shapes, pillars and doors and arches, the Vesca Piscis typology. But back from at a distance, you saw the same story, but it was more in words, and it moved away from shapes to letters and words and symbols and types and businesses and brands, business brands. Long story short, no matter where you're sitting, no matter where you're at, as you approach source code, you can see the symbology is more of shapes and symbols, you know. Shapes and symbols. When you have a Wile E. Coyote attacking you, the way to beat them is to die. Because when you die, they don't understand that. When you don't get in the fight, they can't grasp that concept. You're not in the fight anymore. They can't see you. Because when you die in the cube, and the cube is dicey, and you don't play the game, they pretty much can't see you anymore. Because you've died, you're no longer part of their game, you know?